It's all about the brain, isn't it? The way we can
treat
it as a muscle. We can make it grow and change and adapt. And that's one of the biggest lessons that we can give these kids, our kids, is that you don't have to be that same person you are now. You can really, the neuroplasticity, isn't it? We can train ourselves to think differently and to not be in a negative spiral.
Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sen. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, Successful Mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. I hope you had a chance to listen to the first part of our conversation with Kate Moryousef, Coaching by Kate, when we talked about her ADHD journey. Today, we're diving into our discussion on self-care, feelings of not being good enough, and how we can use tapping as part of our ADHD treatment. Before we welcome back Kate, I want to say thank you to Mama Music Muscles. In her review of the podcast, she says, "Thank you, Patricia. I love this podcast. The way you talk about ADHD as an asset has kept me in a positive place of it. Instead of feeling down, heart emoji. I have spent my life feeling like I am falling short, but with simple advice from here, I feel like I can use my brain to my advantage." Thank you, Mama Music Muscles. Yes, you can, Mama, you can. You are not falling short. You are wonderful and perfect just as you are right now. So on that happy note, let's tap into that power with Kate. How did you end up getting into coaching and down that path? Because the way that you're talking about it sounds like this is a newer endeavor. So how did you end up in that world and heading down the path of coaching and doing what you're doing now?
Yeah, so it's definitely been, without sounding too cliched, it's been a journey because my background, you know, a long time ago was consumer PR. And I worked in that for a while, you know, 10, 12 years, probably on and off. Without giving you my whole life story, I got married quite young, got married at 23, which was young compared to a lot of my friends. I ended up having my first child at 25. Again, I was really young compared to a lot of my friends. They were still single and out partying and living the high life. And I'd already had my first child. And as I'd had my children very young, that's when it kind of like the overwhelm started kicking in. That was like, I can't manage being a mum and having a busy career. Like I couldn't do it. And I really wanted to be at home. I really enjoyed being at home with my children. And that was again going against this grain of like, you grew up in the 90s, you should have this amazing career. Like you don't want to be like the 60s and be at home and, you know, being a stay-at-home mum. And I actually really wanted to be a stay-at-home mum. I really enjoyed looking after my kids without having that overwhelm of like having to manage a career as well. Mm-hmm. And that was, I guess, was a massive red flag for me, but I didn't notice at the time. So eventually my PR career dissolved. It fizzled away. I allowed it to dissolve. And I ended up having 4 children. After my 4th child, I knew that I wanted to go back to some kind of work. I'd always dabbled with things. I'd gone freelance. I'd done some different things, little projects. Like I wasn't able to kind of switch my brain off or have a creative brain. And I love working on things and getting excited and seeing things develop. Like I really do. So there was little things going on bubbling around. And then I ended up setting up a small business, planting succulents and selling arrangements and doing like crazy wacky arrangements in like vintage pots. It was just completely bizarre. It came out of nowhere. Again, red flag. I've never touched a succulent in my life before I actually started a business. But within a week of deciding this is what I wanted to do, I'd sourced everything. I'd found an amazing supplier and I started doing cool stuff with them. But while I was planting these succulents, and I guess it was my way of having time out away from the children, having something to do, it was like therapy. It was like self-care. And during this time, I started listening to lots of podcasts, and I really delved into like the self-development world of listening to people that had soul and wanted to better themselves. And that's when I started thinking, okay, I kind of like this whole self-development thing and listening to spiritual people talk about deeper things. And that's when I decided, okay, I feel like I could be good at this. And then I started researching about coaching. And after 2 years of doing my succulent business, I kind of put that to one side and went and retrained. And I retrained as a health and well-being coach. And then I went and did NLP. And then I went and did my emotional freedom technique. And so I kind of like blend it all together. And I basically help people who are feeling overwhelmed and stretched feel calmer and more balanced. And so whether you have ADHD, mostly, you know, I guess I'm attracting women like me who kind of have overwhelmed, busy minds. And then I use the tapping to calm and balance. And so it's been a journey, and I'm still doing it, still in the process, but I do feel like I have found myself in a way that I've not found myself before, for sure.
I love that you said, I'm still in the journey. Because I think there are so many women who think they have to have it down perfectly before they start. And being willing to go and start and move and know that you're going to get better as you go, that the whole process is part of the experimentation and the learning, but you won't ever be great at something if you're not doing it. So we think in our heads, we have to keep preparing. I think a lot of us with ADHD also have anxiety and depression and, you know, 15 other comorbidities that come along with it. You know, you get in your head of like, oh, it's got to be exactly right before I do it. And that's how you get better at it. That's how you grow. That's how you learn, is by actually doing. But it's a hard balance to find, like, when am I ready? But also, I can't wait forever to be ready. Like, was there like an epiphany, or you were just like, I'm just going for it?
Oh God. Well, listen, I have... Okay, so before I got diagnosed with ADHD, which was like 3 or 4 months ago, when I was doing my coaching, people kept saying, you've got to find a niche, find a niche, find a niche. And I couldn't put all the words into one box of who I wanted to attract, because I knew I wanted to attract people like me. There's so many different words, but because I didn't have something to say, like people I knew who'd gone down the coaching route, they wanted to help women who had thyroid issues, or they would have helped them with depression, or they'd help someone with imposter syndrome. And they could really pinpoint, but I didn't know what was going on with me. I couldn't pinpoint my audience. Mm-hmm. And so I spent a lot of time with huge, huge amounts of self-doubt, comparing myself to other people out there, constantly saying, I'm going to jack it in. That's it. I'm done. It's not working. I'm not going to do this. This is not for me. And then when I found the EFT, so the emotional freedom technique, is I found it for myself. I used it on myself. I went and had some sessions, and it was incredible. Then I decided that I wanted to go and study and retrain. And that is when I thought, oh, okay, I found something here. I found something that really helps me. And I think it's going to really help a lot of people that I want to help. So that definitely led me down, okay, I can use this. And then having the ADHD diagnosis has suddenly, that was the epiphany. So everything else was slow grind, hard, backwards, forwards, one step forwards, two steps back, self-doubt, comparisonitis, imposter syndrome, every single thing you want to, you know, tick, tick, tick. I'm not professional enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough with money. Everything was, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. And then now I've suddenly thought, okay, this is who I'm meant to help. And this is how I can help them. And things have got a little bit clearer for me. Yeah. So for that, I am so grateful for the ADHD diagnosis, purely because I now know who I can help and how I can help them. Before, it was throwing loads of things out in the dark and waiting for something to stick. So yeah, it's been a journey.
Okay. So specifically talking about EFT, it was funny when you had emailed me about it, because I'd actually had two people in the same week talk to me about it. And I had never heard of it up until that point. And earlier that week, a friend of mine had said, hey, someone was just telling me about this. Have you heard about it? because she knows, you know, about the podcast. And I was like, no. I was like, well, that sounds weird. I don't know what that is. And I just kind of tabled it. And then 2 or 3 days later, a friend who is a licensed counselor was like, oh, have you heard about tapping? And I was like, okay, well, my other friend just mentioned it. So when my friend who's a counselor is like, okay, it's a real thing. You should look into it. And I had Googled it that day. And then you emailed me like a couple of days later. I was like, okay, Lord, clearly you are sending me a message. I need to look into this. So for those of us who are not familiar, can you explain like what exactly is EFT and then go into why is it so beneficial for those of us who have ADHD?
EFT is, we're working with meridian points. So if you've ever had acupuncture or reflexology, yes. So these are identified pressure points in our body. And the meridian points that we tap on are on our face. So we've got them on the outside of our eyebrow, inside on your forehead, the outside just here by your eye. You've got one under your eye here, and you're sort of just on the top of your cheekbone, under your nose, chin, you've got collarbone, and we've got here. There's a few others as well.
What would you call that spot on your bit?
Like, sorry. So this bit is kind of just like on where your bra strap is, I guess.
Okay. So like so around behind your back on your bra strap, like
bra bit, but just kind of like on your back.
Okay. So if you reach, since people can't see us, we're on Zoom talking, but so people who are listening. So what you do is you take your arm and you wrap it around your body. It's like you're giving yourself a hug kind of, but you put it underneath your arm. And so it's like kind of like underneath your armpit, but like more on your back. Okay. That way people can imagine in their head. When you were doing it, I was like, I don't even know what that body part is called. Okay.
Yeah. So we have these meridian points and they're kind of like congestion points of where we kind of store negative energy.
Okay.
That's why I'd say after acupuncture or reflexology, I'm a huge fan of reflexology. And that's another thing I would highly recommend for ADHD and people. But you just feel calmer and you feel more relaxed. And the tapping on these meridian points is opening up these congestion points and allowing the energy to flow more freely. Mm-hmm. So we hold a lot of our negative energy, our suppressed emotions, unhealed trauma. And I'm talking about trauma that could have happened when you were a small child. It could be the way you've been, you were embarrassed in a classroom. It could be abuse. It could be a car accident. It can be big, small, huge. But if we've suppressed it, it remains in our body and it manifests in lots of different ways. And that can come out in anxiety, depression, migraines. It can come out in stress, overwhelm. But with ADHD, because our nervous system is already heightened, then the EFT works very well because we immediately calm down. So the cortisol levels, which is our stress hormone, is reduced. It allows us to bring in clearer thinking. So we have more clarity. We have a shift in perspective. It allows our thoughts that are constantly going around our head the whole time to kind of just ease and just allow you to kind of almost have one thought in your head. You're focused. And because it's not like meditation where you have to sit there quietly and not move, the tapping is a really nice, soothing way of almost meditating. Very often I'll just tap and breathe. So I'll just be tapping and taking deep breaths. And that's kind of like my way of meditation. I use it with affirmations. Sometimes I just use it to vent. Literally, I'll be like, this day has been the worst day. I'm the worst mum, I'm fed up, you know, all of that. And eventually you get out, you release a lot of the frustrations and the pent up anger. And it can be used in so many different ways. But I noticed that it helped me more than pretty much anything I've ever tried. And every time I tap, you know, whether it's for 5 minutes or for 20 minutes, I always, always feel calmer and more balanced. Sometimes I use it in the morning as a kind of preventative. So it's almost like a little pick-me-up of, okay, instead of getting up and jumping out of bed and checking emails, I'll literally sit in bed and I'll just tap and breathe and maybe just kind of affirm how I want to feel today. You know, I want to feel calm and happy and I want to feel helpful and I want to feel capable and all the different things that we want to feel every day. But the tapping almost kind of just seals it in a little bit more. So for me, I use it for so many different things, but I also use it, you know, for clients who come to me who have had really serious trauma and they've not acknowledged it, or they've not allowed it to move through them, and they've not accepted it. And so very often with the tapping, it brings it up. So you can be really emotional. My favorite author, Dr. Edith Eger, who's an amazing psychologist, psychotherapist, and she says something called, you can't heal what you can't feel. So you have to feel these emotions, and the tapping really allows you to see how it is in your body. And very often we'll have like constant pain in our shoulders, or constantly like a tight chest, or like our throat just always feels like restricted. And very much it's trapped energy in our body that we haven't acknowledged, or we haven't, you know, allowed it to be released. So it can work on a very baseline level, but it can be very, very deep healing as well.
Hey there, successful mama. Are you as time blind as I am? The solution is here. No more, I was supposed to be somewhere 20 minutes ago, panic on the daily. If you're a double booker or an appointment forgetter, I can help. Do you know why you can't keep track of it all? Because you either don't have the skills or you don't have the system. Likely both. Keeping a calendar is a basic life skill that many of us never learned. Why? Because either no one taught us, or they taught us in a way that didn't make sense to our ADHD brains. Let's change that. I hate watching you struggle on life skills that are learnable. Remember, you are not doomed to be a hot mess. Feeling confident and prepared is doable. Keeping up with a calendar can be attainable. I want to give you a basic system that works for your life, and then help you develop a plan to actually keep up with the system. I know you are ready to build calm and peace into your day by knowing where you need to be and when. My class on how to keep a calendar when you have ADHD is just what you need to learn these skills in a way that makes sense to ADHD brains like ours. Head over to patriciasung.com/ADHD calendar, it's all one word, and sign up now. You are not alone, and I'm here to help you create the motherhood success story that you deserve. Stop the chaos and sign up for class right now. patriciasung.com/ADHD calendar. Okay, so when you're thinking about the tapping, like, I know you talked about like where, but does it matter like how we're doing it, or like, are we pushing, like, do we need a certain amount of force? My brain's like, I need to know exactly how to do this perfectly in order to engage. Are there any like rules that I have to follow for this to be effective?
That's funny. Okay, so just before I answer that, the reason why I fell in love with EFT and I've not got bored of it yet, and this is a big deal for me, is because it's really intuitive. And it's because you can play with it and you don't have to have everything completely. The tapping alone, just on those points that we've identified, is going to help you, whether or not you use words or you don't use words. The words definitely help intensify feeling lighter or calmer. But yes, I think on that point, you do need to tap on the right points, because these are meridian points that have been identified through like Eastern medicine thousands of years ago. A lot of these points are connected to different parts of our body, like the lungs and the kidneys and the liver. And so as with Eastern medicine, it's hugely interconnected, the whole body. And mm-hmm. So yes, I would say that's why following one of my videos, or if you kind of have a look online and you can see the tapping points, you can print it out and then you can stick it on a wall, and then at least you'll know where those points are. But everything else, if you are using tapping for yourself and just for yourself, and I use it on my kids as well. So, you know, going back to like our children and the frustrations that they feel and how they can get very emotionally connected to what they're doing, it's a really nice way of just kind of bringing down the levels a little bit. Or, you know, if they get really angry and they're having a tantrum and you just can't, I actually tap on them. I tap on my daughter, and sometimes she doesn't even know I'm doing it. She could be like sobbing in my arms, and I'll be tapping on the point on her back just here. And she'll be talking, and I'll just say to her, tell me what's going on. I can see that you're so angry. And I'm just, so you know, on the podcast, I'm tapping on the side of my eye, you know. And you can do that to your child. You can tap on these points while they're screaming and shouting, and miraculously they'll calm down much quicker. They don't really know why they've calmed down quicker, but all of a sudden they can articulate themselves a bit more. The most important thing I would say for both ourselves and for a child, if you're doing it, is to validate how they're feeling and how you're feeling right now. So if your child is really, really angry and really frustrated, you can say to them, I can see how angry you are, and I can see how frustrated you are, and that must be really, really horrible. And I can see how upset and how much you've been hurt by whatever's happened. And the minute you give them validation that it's okay to feel and to have those emotions, it's good to feel those emotions, and to enable them to have the tools to then calm down from them is a gift. And it's the same with us. Just today, I did a tapping video and I put it on Instagram, and I can give you the link for it.
Yeah, we'll definitely put those in show notes so the listeners can go and watch it. Because I feel like this is something that it does help to see in the video. So yeah, I will link all that in the show notes.
Yeah, it's, you know, a day homeschooling. You know, we've been in like full lockdown here in the UK, and women are juggling their careers, and they're running in and out with delivering snacks, and then like taking phone calls and shoving kids in front of iPads, and there's guilt and there's shame, there's frustration, and there's it's okay to feel like that. So use the tapping at the end of the day to, you know, run yourself a bath, and for 5 or 10 minutes before you're running that bath, just tap on what you're feeling. I'm the worst mum in the world. I'm never going to get anything done. My work has gone to shit. You know, whatever you want to say about your life, just say it, because if we hold it in, that's when the resentment brews, and that's when we get snappy and irritable. Mm-hmm. And then once you've admitted it, it's not as bad. It's kind of out. So the tapping intensifies that feeling of release. And I feel that very much as adults, we don't give ourselves permission to release our emotions. We feel like we should be robots, and we should just hold everything in and suppress. But that's how disease, that's how awful things are happening, that's how depression happens, is that we are literally repressing our emotions. And so we have to allow them to be released to be able to live healthily and with well-being and happiness. So I'm really passionate about using tapping, because I think it helps such a lot of things in our lives. It's an amazing tool to have.
Yeah. And what I kept thinking about in that last part that you were saying, like, because we feel so out of control and our brains are just going all the time, is that repressing that emotion is something that we can control. And so it's almost like we go overboard in that control of trying to hold it all together. And that coping mechanism can go awry when we're trying to control too much. Like, we do have to feel those feelings in order to work through them. The more that we stuff, just the stress is building. And this is a way to release and work through that. And what I love about it is that there's like no harm, no foul. Like, you give this a try. You can go to Kate's website. You can look at the videos. You can give it a try. And if you think like, okay, well, that didn't work for me, like, you didn't lose anything. You didn't pay $1 billion for it. And you're not like, well, I do take medicine. There are some people who are vehemently against it. Like, this is something that you can try and see if it helps you. And if it does, then you can jump into it and learn more about it. But how awesome is it to have a tool that, hey, you try it, you give it a whirl, see what you think. Because I watched one of Kate's videos after she had emailed me, and I was having one of those days where I was just stuck in my head, and I was stuck. I was frustrated. I was overwhelmed, and I couldn't do anything because my head was just spinning. I wasn't making any progress. I wasn't feeling better. I wasn't getting anything done, and I was just stuck. And I'm like, all right, Kate's going to work her magic. And I grabbed my phone and I did the video. And I kid you not, I was probably 3-4 minutes at most. And I felt so much better after just a few minutes of feeling peaceful and working through it. And I was shocked at the difference that couple of minutes made. So thank you. That was
I'm so glad.
A wonderful like tool to tuck in my tool belt of, this is easy. It's free to try. You can do it with your kids. What a gift this is for people to have in their ADHD tool belt, that is something you can do anytime, anywhere. I mean, maybe somebody will give you a side eye, but I mean, you can. No,
it's very much like that, that you can. There's a place, I didn't actually mention this, but on the side of the hand, it's kind of like, if you're holding your hand up kind of on the side, and it's where your little finger is along there.
So I would say like if you're writing, like the way you hold a pen, it's that part of your hand that's like sitting on the paper.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of the long bit down where your little finger
is. Like along your pinky finger, yeah.
And then you tap on that side bit of your hand with your fingers. And just this tapping alone here, just like this, is a really great way to just calm down. So you could be in the car with your kids stuck in a traffic jam. You could be late to going anywhere. You could be in a meeting one day when we actually sit in meetings, or you could be like, you know, on a call on Zoom and you can do it under the table and no one will see. You can do it in bed at night if you can't sleep. I very often use the tapping point on my collarbone if I can't sleep. And so these are little hacks that you can teach yourself, but you can also teach your kids. You know, if they're about to get into a fight with someone, or you feel like they're about to kind of go into a rage, give them this hack of just like tapping for a couple of minutes. And what I've noticed that the more I tap, it's kind of like a bit of a cumulative effect that I don't feel that I'm, and my husband actually will vouch for this, he thinks I'm emotionally more stable. Mm-hmm. He said that to me a few months ago and he went, have you noticed that you're not as unhinged as you used to be? Whether that is just because I've been better at having my awareness, but I notice that I don't fly off the handle as quickly, or I'm less likely to kind of get frustrated. So I feel there is maybe a connection to that, because it's very much about regulating our nervous system. If we're reducing the cortisol in our body, that we're less likely to get heightened. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of different connections between it. And I really believe, and I want to be part of this awareness of using EFT to help ADHD. And I believe that there's a reason why I found it and the ADHD, because I want to be able to help other people access these tools as well.
So I love those words of wisdom, and that's a great point for us to wrap up. So let's do our lightning round questions, which all you have to do is just complete the sentence. You don't have to give any explanation, just fill in the blank. So number one, the best thing that I've read or listened to recently is?
So I mentioned her just before. It's Dr. Edith Eger. She's written two books, called The Choice, and her latest one is called The Gift. I highly, highly recommend them both. She's a Holocaust survivor and she has got the most incredible wisdom. And so The Gift is like a self-help book, and The Choice is the first one. It's all about her story and choosing to find hope and positivity out of the Holocaust and losing all her family. So I'd highly recommend them both.
Number two, my most boring about me fact is?
I love taking baths.
Number three, when I'm having a rough day, my go-to quote, song, poem, book, activity, whatever is?
Definitely, I'll take my dog for a walk, 100%, rain or shine, whatever the weather. Sometimes I'll put on a podcast, sometimes I'll listen to nothing. And I've created a really great playlist of about 500 songs of like all the best music I've ever listened to. And I put that on and they're all really high vibe. None of them are miserable. And as soon as I put that playlist on, walking my dog, I feel like I'm running the world. So yeah, that's what I do.
Okay. Number four, don't tell anyone I
talk to myself all the time.
I do too. That's it. I'm going to interrupt my own lightning round. I didn't realize I did until I was teaching. And then my students told me that I talked to myself. I was like, no. And they're like, oh yeah, you do. It's true. Okay. Number five, if I had a magic fairy wand for one spell, I would
get rid of COVID and we can all just get back to life and traveling and freedom. But at the same time, I believe that COVID has been teaching us lots of lessons. So even though I wouldn't want to have got rid of it entirely, I would have wanted to get rid of the tragedy and everything, you know, around that. But I think we're ready to get traveling and seeing the world again and meeting our friends. So that's what I would do.
Okay. And number six, my best piece of advice for mamas with ADHD is?
Don't be so hard on yourself. Have compassion. Have compassion for yourself and your story and what you've been through and what you're going through. And look at what you've achieved. Like, just take a minute to actually look at what you have done despite all the difficulties that you've gone through. And I bet you, if you just took a few minutes to see how amazing your life is despite all these different things that have been going on, you should be really, really proud. And success isn't what other people think it is, it's what you think it is. And so just remember that, just have compassion for yourself.
All right. And on that note, how can the mamas connect with you? Where can we find you? Do you have anything coming up?
Definitely on Instagram, I'm Coaching by Kate on Instagram. I've got a website, coachingbykate.me.uk. I'm on Facebook as well, Coaching by Kate. So yeah, you can find me on there. I've got a Vimeo account as well. So there's lots of videos on there of tapping, but you'll see most of them on my Instagram and probably on my website. I don't think this will be out in time, but I have a workshop coming this Sunday about accepting our ADHD diagnosis. And I'm going to be using tapping and EFT for that. And really, it's just kind of like an hour-long workshop, just tapping, working through things, I guess talking about some of the things that we've just talked about of not looking back to the past all the time and, you know, accepting and moving forwards and looking for more inner peace about, you know, our lives. So that's happening this Sunday, but I guess I will be doing a lot more online workshops now. So I have a mailing list, so you can sign up to the mailing list and you'll be able to find out more details about all my ADHD services. And I work one-to-one. So I'm going to be doing some group coaching coming up, but I work one-to-one with clients and we work through lots of different things to enable more emotional freedom, more inner peace, more calm, balance, well-being, happiness. That's my aim for my clients, is to almost have these two chapters of their life and they can look at their second chapter of, okay, I can do this now. Like, so a lot more hope and positivity. That's what I aim for anyway.
Well, I think you are well on that track. I so appreciate what you're doing with encouraging mamas and being willing to talk about the journey that you're on. And there are so many women who are going to feel so much encouragement from knowing your story and this new tool that they can have in their tool belt to pull out anytime to increase their peace. I think that'll be really good for them. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you. And I didn't mention, I have a podcast as well called the Ambitious Mum Podcast. I set up the podcast without knowing I had ADHD at the time, but I naturally gravitated to amazing experts who talk about overwhelm and anxiety and not feeling shame or guilt around our motherhood. So unknowingly, I curated an amazing array of experts who were helping my ADHD without knowing it. So if you want to kind of like check that out, I'm on a season break right now, but I'm hopefully going to go in a few months and get into season 3. But yeah, there's some great advice on those podcasts.
Okay, we will link that in the show notes as well.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Kate. I really appreciate this. This was so good.
Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.